The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess.
Why'd you hire someone to poo-poo on a plan that doesn't involve building on your property? Are you going to shame them into, oh, okay, then we'll come back and we'll throw all this money into the place on the lake? That's what I thought. It's like, really? Cleveland's spending money to prove, in their estimation, that what the Haslams are thinking about trying to do won't work. Okay, then, Cleveland, what's your option? What do you got for me? What do you got? We're going to go back to the same place, and we're going to throw hundreds of millions into a place that, though I think it's a fine place to watch a football game.
Right.
Everybody appears to want more than that. All right, what do you got, Cleveland? What do you got?
What do you got?
Tell me, what do you have?
What do you got? You got a more expensive thing? Here's the first thing I thought of is I was like, okay, can we just put this thing to bed? Why is this thing taking so long? And I'm sorry, it's politics. That's why it's taking so long. Yeah. And we're going to sit here and cry about spilled milk. As far as I'm concerned, it's game over. This thing's moving to Brook Park. Like, I don't even know why the city would waste your money to do a study on what's going on here. I was like, oh, that's cute. Okay, sounds like an idea. But you've had years to do this.
It's all about taxpayer money.
Let's spend more on a study. Let's go do another study that's gonna you're shaming the people that want to spend money, and you had time, and how much money was the city going to give the Browns to continue to stay downtown, and now all of a sudden you're coming up with like this $8 billion dome idea where Brook Lake Park was. Well, where has that been for years? Like, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. And it's like when I read the story and I was, you know, just kind of trying to think about, I'm telling you 100,000%, I wish they would build a dome stadium in downtown Cleveland. I will tell you that. I will tell you that 1,000 times over.
Sold.
But the city dragged their feet. The city doesn't want to give them any money. What do we do? Like, the city has other problems. The city is not in any kind of shape to be landlord to anybody. I mean, when's the last time, Jeff, you've seen more than two police officers? I take it back. Yeah, two police officers in the last 6 months downtown Cleveland when we're walking into work. I mean, come on. Where are you spending your money?
I came to a play last night. I don't believe I saw a police officer.
Nothing. But yet, are we all turning our back to some of the news stories that are going on?
That's not on the police department. There aren't enough of them.
No, there's not enough. Like, take the money you used on this study and pay for some police officers. Or, I don't know, invest in your people that are downtown. Or something. Why are you wasting money on something that's already, like, it's done?
I talked to a buddy of mine today about this, and he had a great line, and I agree with him. Instead of being threatened on stuff like this, why doesn't the city of Cleveland see this stuff as an opportunity? You have somebody who's willing to pony up some cash. Now, you can say what you want about the Haslams. Everybody has a different feel on everybody's ownership of a team. And you might not like the idea of a Brook Park. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to pony up a lot of money. Now, not all the money yet, but they're willing to pony up a lot of money to invest in our region. I mean, take a look what they have planned for Berea.
Yeah.
Let alone Brook Park. I mean, they're going nuts in Berea. And that's a good thing. And how about you sit down and you say, you know, you want to pay for half the stadium. And according to everything I've seen, they plan to pay for all the other development stuff. Wouldn't you think that at some point they just might end up getting private investors to go with them and just say, sorry, we got it. Goodbye.
I mean, my fear is that it's going to end up out of the county when this is all said and done. That's my fear is that it's going to end up outside of Cuyahoga County. We're there, I think that that's not and it's going to be, you know, if it's going to be paid by somebody else, like the city has zero argument. Like if the Haslam suddenly, like we have investors, we're just going to pay for the whole things ourselves. You know who's going to get crushed? Season ticket holders, because you're going to end up paying even more money. I watched this happen in Columbus. And I watched it happen with the Blue Jackets.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, what they wanted was an arena that was going to be funded by taxpayer dollars. People at Columbus said, no, thank you. We don't want an arena downtown. Meanwhile, look at that arena district downtown Columbus. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
People
use it all the time. They ended up building a baseball stadium down there. But what happened was when they built Nationwide Arena, they said, okay, we'll do this privately. And then you know what happens? Beer prices are through the roof. Tickets, and they had trouble down the road selling tickets because tickets were so expensive, because now ownership, which owns their own building, now has to make up the money there, and so there's no tax.
Which, of course.
I don't have any – like, if they want to pay for it on their own, that's – knock yourself out, man. But that means they can put that building anywhere they want, and if you want to toy around with this – with the Modell law, it doesn't even – if they want to pay for the stadium themselves, does that even apply? I don't think so.
I don't think it does either. So
when I read the story this morning, you know, and you brought up a point, I want you to be the city, and I want you to or I'll be the city.
Okay.
You tell me why you want to move. You tell me why you want to. Why are you moving?
Because I want to build a great facility and do something that would, A, make me money.
No, you should stay in Cleveland because.
Because why?
Because the city sounds like a bunch of four-year-olds in this conversation. You're going to give me all these reasons, and the only answer the city has is because.
It just seems strange to me that rather. There seems to be less of a feel of cooperation the longer this thing goes. And
there's no cooperation. It's a divorce.
Well, it sure seems that way.
And it didn't have to be like this. That's the problem.
If
we had forward-thinking politicians, this wouldn't be this way.
If the Haslams do not want to put a facility and everything else that goes with it in the city, okay. All right. I get that. And, you know, the city, the thought is, well, we want to have all this downtown and it's going to hurt if we take people away. All right, well, then enhance everything and make it better and help them and come up with land and come up with money, unfortunately. I mean, and if not, well, then, you know, let them go build a palace in Brook Park.
Yeah.
I mean, that it might actually hurt the city of Cleveland. I don't see how that hurts the region.
So let's
and the argument that, well, you need a viable city of Cleveland or you're going to hurt the region. Okay. Does a stadium that you just use 12 times a year and throwing hundreds of millions of dollars back into that one, that helps the region? I mean, it's there now. Where have you been for 20 years?
Yes. I agree.
Where's the lakefront development around the stadium that we've been hearing about forever? It seems to just get in the way, doesn't it, Andy?
Yeah, let me go through some of this story from Courtney Astolfi, I think is who wrote this, for Cleveland.com. So
well done story.
We'll give you credit for what you did, obviously. So let's go through this. And it said, let me start here. I'll start like third paragraph in. On Tuesday, City Hall fired back at what's going on. Mayor Bibb released an economic analysis conducted by Philadelphia-based Econosult Solution. There's nobody in Cleveland that could have done this study. I'm just curious. They had to go out and hire an outside firm outside of Cleveland.
Andy, they took the money out of the city of Cleveland?
Yes. So they spent money on a Philadelphia-based company to do
this. That's being a little...
Nitpicky?
Yeah, but still, it's kind of funny.
You're going to tell me there's no Cleveland-based company that could have done this study? None. Zero?
We wanted a non-biased approach.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
what
if that's
the
case?
A Brook Park company? Would that have been bad?
That cast doubt on the demand for such an entertainment district and raises questions about the overall financial viability. Cleveland.com saw a comment from the Browns, and since there's no other line, I'm assuming the Browns didn't comment, because the line just says Cleveland.com saw a comment from the Browns, and then there's nothing after that. So I'm assuming they didn't respond. And so here's the, and then it goes in, here's a closer look at the findings from the analysis. So let's just talk about it. With a yearly average attendance of 642,000 fans at the downtown stadium, Cleveland economy gains at least $30 million each year through direct and indirect visitor spending. That figure includes about $14 million in wages and represents about 360 jobs, the report found. Okay? I buy that. Do you see anything wrong with that?
No.
Then it says, economists who study stadium financing...
You know, pay attention here.
This is hysterical. Economists who study stadium financing are skeptical of the accuracy of these kinds of economic impact studies, and they largely conclude that stadiums contribute little, if anything, to regional economies. But economists have found evidence that moving a stadium from one location in a region to another can transfer small economic benefits between areas, and that those transfers are largely in the hospitality sector associated with low-wage jobs.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't see why, of the 360 jobs that are offered on current game day, let's just say game day staff, they still need game day staff no matter where they play, right?
And I would think those people could be Cleveland citizens.
And so why couldn't they?
I don't know, Andy.
I know, cross the border. I think, you know what the mayor should do? He should build a wall between Brook Park and Cleveland. Okay. That would be great. Economists who study...
Keep it on the rails here, dude.
Okay, I'm on the rails. BIB study arrives at a similar conclusion. It found that downtown Cleveland losses would essentially be Brook Park's gains.
Well,
no
kidding. Yeah, I mean, you had to pay a Philadelphia firm for that, huh?
I've got more on this. I want to keep reading through this because there's other stuff in here. Like, there's one line in here I'm just like, I don't think that's right. So we'll come back. We'll come back to that in a second. Your thoughts, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. The headline, Cleveland.com today, is Brown's Brook Park plan even viable? New City Hall report casts doubt. Can we just turn the page on this thing? Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.